This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I have very little time, so you in your last session or so once said to look through a woman. Okay, and I read so many articles and watched videos of you and others saying you have to lower your gaze, you must not look at them. Okay, and now since like 2 years or so. 2 years ago or so, I found out about this, and since then I just kept not looking at women. I looked down, okay, and this got me into massive trouble. This was part of the reason. Some people said to me I should go to a psychiatrist. Information about me was sent to the government because of this. You could write a book about this. So it got me into massive social trouble because I didn't do it. They think I was insane or so, even though I have extremely good grades. And now it also, I got humiliated. People laugh at me at school. Now, should we now do this or not? Because I told other people to do it. Many of them got weak. I personally know no Muslim of whom I can with certainty say, okay, he does it.
Yunus, what did I tell you?
Look through, but so many others say I have to look down.
So why are you coming to me? Das ist nicht gut.
Something else.
Why? Why are you coming to me if you know my opinion? You have two opinions. One says, lower your gaze, don't look, even if your teacher speaks to you, even the women, da, da, da. And living in Germany or in France or places where they're hostile against Muslims, you're facing trouble. You're facing hostility. And you're saying that, what should I do? The other opinion, which I told you, for those who are unable to coexist and live, you should not look eye to eye. You should look through them as if they do not exist and don't focus on the person in front of you. But they cannot say that you're not looking at them because you are looking at them, but you're looking through them. So I gave you the solution. You insisted on taking the other people's opinion. What should I do? Why are you coming back to me? So, akhi, it's a no-brainer. Living in the West, when it's hostile against Muslims, and you do have to encounter and interact with females, Islam tells you to lower from your gaze. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Not all of it, because if you want to lower your gaze, you're going to hit the lamppost. Or you're going to have an accident. If you're going into the mall, you're going to trip and fall on your face. If not, bump into women. Because, sorry, I didn't see you. I was lowering my gaze. This is hardship that Islam tells you not to put yourself into. You have the right to have the first gaze, which does not mean that you're concentrating and looking and getting closer and your photographic memory knows exactly how the woman is shaped. No, it's a random look. So there's a woman, I just look somewhere else. That's it. But if I have to encounter my professors, my teachers, my someone I'm dealing in business with, I have to look. But again, I don't look them straight in the eyes and smile and flirt and try to crack jokes so that there would be some chemistry, and then my place or yours. No, this is not acceptable. Look through them. So I told you how to make life easy. You insist on taking the other opinion. Again, why are you coming to me? And Allah knows best.